ただいまからリスニングテストを行います。回答用紙を開いて受験番号を記入してください。このテストは問題1から問題4まであります。問題文は2回読まれます。最初に例題を聞いてください。例題。
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Repeat.
I don't like abstract paintings.
But this is a real Picasso.
I can't figure out what he's trying to say.
But that's the whole point. It doesn't say anything. It just is.
Where are they?
答えは4 です。テストを始めますので、問題冊子の1ページを開いてください。答えは回答用紙に番号で記入してください。それでは問題を聞いてください。問題1はナンバーワンからナンバーファイブまでの5問です。それぞれの設問について短い対話を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number 1.
Oh, shoot. I think I left my jacket back at the restaurant.
Well, we'll be late for the movie if you go get it now. Let's just get it afterwards.
All right.
Repeat.
Number 1.
Oh, shoot. I think I left my jacket back at the restaurant.
Well, we'll be late for the movie if you go get it now. Let's just get it afterwards.
All right.
Number 1.
What will the couple most likely do next?
Number 2.
Do you have everything?
Yeah, I have my sleeping bag and a flashlight.
What about bug spray?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Thanks for reminding me.
Repeat. Number 2.
Do you have everything?
Yeah, I have my sleeping bag and a flashlight.
What about bug spray?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.Thanks for reminding me.
Number 2.
Where is the man most likely going?
Number 3.
Did you finish the report that our section manager asked for this morning?
I'm sending it to him now.
Just in time.He said he needed it before his meeting with clients at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Repeat. Number 3.
Did you finish the report that our section manager asked for this morning?
I'm sending it to him now.
Just in time. He said he needed it before his meeting with clients at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Number 3.
What are the woman and man discussing?
Number 4.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you find something?
Actually, yes. I need a new printer for my home office. My old one doesn't work very well anymore.
Okay. Let me show you some of our newer models.
Repeat. Number 4.
Excuse me, sir. Can I help you find something?
Actually, yes. I need a new printer for my home office.My old one doesn't work very well anymore.
Okay, let me show you some of our newer models.
Number 4.
Where is this conversation most likely taking place?
Number 5.
I'm so excited that we're moving to a new city, but I'm not sure what kind of place we should rent. What do you think?
Well, I'd much prefer living in an apartment to living in a house. They're cheaper, and we don't need that much space.
I agree, but when it comes to apartment buildings, I'd rather live in a smaller one, 5 floors max.
Yeah, me too. I don't like those giant high-rise buildings.
Repeat. Number 5.
I'm so excited that we're moving to a new city, but I'm not sure what kind of place we should rent. What do you think?
Well, I'd much prefer living in an apartment to living in a house. They're cheaper, and we don't need that much space.
I agree, but when it comes to apartment buildings, I'd rather live in a smaller one, 5 floors max.
Yeah, me too. I don't like those giant high-rise buildings.
Number 5.
Which picture most closely resembles what the couple is looking for?
これで問題1は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題2。問題2はナンバー1とナンバー2の長い対話について、それぞれ1から3の3つの設問があります。それぞれの設問の答えとして、最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one.
Hello, front desk.
Excuse me, hi.I'm in room 411. I was wondering if you could move us to a different room. The air conditioner in our room seems to be broken, and it's uncomfortably warm in here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me check and see what's available.
While you're checking, could you make sure that it's also a room that faces the beach? That gorgeous view is actually my main reason for choosing this hotel.
I'm afraid we don't have any more rooms with 2 double beds on the beach side. Would you be willing to move your family into 2 rooms, each with a queen-size bed? They are both facing the beach.
That sounds good. My daughter and I can take 1 room, and my husband and son the other. But won't that be more expensive?
Oh, no. You'll get the original single room rate. No extra charge for the additional room.We're just very sorry for the inconvenience.
Repeat. Number 1.
Hello, front desk.
Excuse me, hi. I'm in room 411. I was wondering if you could move us to a different room. The air conditioner in our room seems to be broken, and it's uncomfortably warm in here.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Let me check and see what's available.
While you're checking...Could you make sure that it's also a room that faces the beach? That gorgeous view is actually my main reason for choosing this hotel.
I'm afraid we don't have any more rooms with 2 double beds on the beach side. Would you be willing to move your family into 2 rooms, each with a queen-size bed? They are both facing the beach.
That sounds good. My daughter and I can take 1 room, and my husband and son the other.But won't that be more expensive?
Oh, no. You'll get the original single room rate. No extra charge for the additional room. We're just very sorry for the inconvenience.
Number 2.
Hey, Sylvia. Have you already decided on which club you'll join?
I'm not sure yet. I was thinking about joining the drama club.
You should definitely join us. I remember you playing Juliet in high school. You were amazing.
Yeah, that was fun. I loved all the rehearsing and the dressing up.
Building the sets and choosing the music.
But honestly, I'd like to try something else for a change.
But you're so good at acting.
That's the problem. I'm so good at it that it has started to feel a little boring. I want to challenge myself.
Ah, that's a shame, since I really wanted to play Romeo.
Repeat. Number two.
Hey, Sylvia. Have you already decided on which club you'll join?
I'm not sure yet. I was thinking about joining the drama club.
You should definitely join us. I remember you playing Juliet in high school. You were amazing.
Yeah, that was fun. I loved all the rehearsing and the dressing up.
Building the sets and choosing the music.
But honestly, I'd like to try something else for a change.
But you're so good at acting.
That's the problem. I'm so good at it that it has started to feel a little boring. I want to challenge myself.
Ah, that's a shame, since I really wanted to play Romeo.
これで問題には終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題3。問題3はナンバーワンからナンバースリーまでの3問です。それぞれの設問について英文を聞き、答えとして最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から1つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Number one.
The term dynamic pricing has become widely known in many countries, including Japan. Dynamic pricing means that a company has the ability to suddenly change the cost of a product or service depending on different market factors at that moment. For example, if a shoe store has a large inventory of a particular type of shoe,The store can lower the price so it sells more items. Or, if a rock band is going to play a concert and there is an extremely high demand from fans for tickets, the original ticket price may suddenly double or even triple. While there may be cases where dynamic pricing is beneficial to consumers, many critics highlight that it is becoming impossible for consumers to know in advance.What the real cost of a product or service will be, and that this practice is another way for companies to take advantage of people.
Repeat. Number one.
The term dynamic pricing has become widely known in many countries, including Japan. Dynamic pricing means that a company has the ability to suddenly change the cost of a product or service depending on different market factors at that moment.For example, if a shoe store has a large inventory of a particular type of shoe, the store can lower the price so it sells more items. Or, if a rock band is going to play a concert and there is an extremely high demand from fans for tickets, the original ticket price may suddenly double or even triple. While there may be cases where dynamic pricing is beneficial to consumers,Many critics highlight that it is becoming impossible for consumers to know in advance what the real cost of a product or service will be, and that this practice is another way for companies to take advantage of people.
Number one.
Which of the following best describes dynamic pricing?
Number two.
In Japanese, there is a word called hisho, which means avoiding heat. There are many famous hishochi, places where people travel to spend a cooler summer vacation. This year, a similar word has been on the lips of many Europeans. Coolcation is a combination of the English words cool and vacation, and it means going on a holiday to a region with a moderate or cool climate. In recent years, climate change has made the summers in Central and Southern Europe unbearably hot, with summer temperatures reaching as high as 30 or even 40 degrees Celsius. Traditionally, Southern Europe has been the go-to holiday destination for many Europeans. But with the rising temperatures, more and more tourists have decided to travel to cooler countries, such as Estonia and Norway. This has completely shifted the map of where people want to travel, and it shows the profound impact that climate change has on our lives.
Repeat. Number two.
In Japanese, there is a word called hisho, which means avoiding heat. There are many famous hishochi, places where people travel to spend a cooler summer vacation. This year, a similar word has been on the lips of many Europeans. Coolcation is a combination of the English words cool and vacation, and it means going on a holiday to a region with a moderate or cool climate. In recent years, climate change has made the summers in Central and Southern Europe unbearably hot, with summer temperatures reaching as high as 30 or even 40 degrees Celsius. Traditionally, Southern Europe has been the go-to holiday destination for many Europeans. But with the rising temperatures, more and more tourists have decided to travel to cooler countries, such as Estonia and Norway. This has completely shifted the map of where people want to travel, and it shows the profound impact that climate change has on our lives.
Number two.
What does the shift in travel destinations indicate about the impact of climate change?
Number three.
Last night, I watched this old film from the 1940s called It Happened on Fifth Avenue. The movie is about this homeless man called Aloysius T. McKeever, who secretly lives in a wealthy man's New York mansion while the owner is away for the winter. McKeever opens the doors to other poor people of the city, including some families who don't have any place to stay, and a war veteran named Jim. McKeever doesn't realize it, but one of the people he lets in is actually the owner's daughter, Trudy, who hides her identity and gradually falls in love with Jim. As the mansion fills with a spirit of compassion and generosity, this film delivers a cheerful message about kindness to strangers, the importance of community, and the idea that a true home is something that's created through our empathy and understanding of others.
Repeat. Number three.
Last night, I watched this old film from the 1940s called It Happened on Fifth Avenue. The movie is about this homeless man called Aloysius T. McKeever, who secretly lives in a wealthy man's New York mansion while the owner is away for the winter. McKeever opens the doors to other poor people of the city, including some families who don't have any place to stay and a war veteran named Jim. McKeever doesn't realize it, but one of the people he lets in is actually the owner's daughter, Trudy, who hides her identity and gradually falls in love with Jim. As the mansion fills with a spirit of compassion and generosity, this film delivers a cheerful message about kindness to strangers, the importance of community, and the idea that a true home is something that's created through our empathy and understanding of others.
Number three.
What is the best summary of the movie?
これで問題3は終わりです。では次のページを開いてください。問題4。問題4では4つのパラグラフからなる長い英文が2度読まれます。1度目はすべてのパラグラフが連続して読まれます。設問は読まれません。2度目は各パラグラフが読まれた後に それに関する設問が一つ読まれます。それぞれの設問の答えとして、最も適当なものを1から4の選択肢から一つずつ選び、その番号を回答用紙に書きなさい。
Studying abroad in Korea was something I dreamed about for years. I've always been fascinated by Korean culture, especially K-pop and Korean TV dramas. So when I got the chance to spend a year at Seoul National University, I didn't hesitate. When I first arrived there, I just loved the energy of the capital. But I won't lie to you, the language barrier was tough at first.I'd studied Korean in class, but the sort of language you see in textbooks is always a bit different from how people actually speak. So at first, I made so many mistakes. For example, I'd go into a restaurant and order one thing and get something completely different. I guess it's important to have a sense of humor about such things. Academically, it was a really challenging experience.I took intensive language classes for the first 6 months I was there. After that, I started taking regular academic classes in Korean. I got to the point where I could understand most of the lectures, but I'd be exhausted by the end of the day. I think I was tired because I had to pay really close attention to what was being said, or I'd get completely lost. I spent countless hours in the library.Going over my textbooks and notes, trying to piece together what the instructor had said. Slowly but surely, though, my understanding improved, and I even started to participate in class discussions. A lot of study abroad students complain about being homesick. To be honest with you, I didn't really miss home. I was having so much fun living in a different country, experiencing so many things for the first time.But making friends was difficult. Everyone seemed to already have their own little group. For example, they'd hang out with friends who were from the same hometown or with friends from the same high school. But I forced myself to get out and meet people. In the beginning, I met people through language exchange events. But after my first month, I got involved in campus clubs.I had played guitar when I was in college in the U.S., so I joined the University Rock Music Club. We'd get together and form little bands, so I eventually started playing music once a week with this group of 4 Korean students. I guess my favorite experience in Korea was hiking in the mountains. When people think of Korea, they mostly think of crowded cities, and I was no different. But what I discoveredWhen I went there, was that there are a lot of steep mountain ranges running through the country. During my stay, I lived in the university dormitory, and right behind my room, there was a path going up Kwanak Mountain, which is one of the tall mountains that surrounds Seoul. I'd get up early on the weekend and walk up the mountain with my roommate.The trails, while clearly marked, were all steep, so the hike up the mountain path was a real workout. Near the top, there was a spring where we could get fresh spring water. And from the peak, we could see the university campus and much of Seoul. When my year abroad was over, it was tough saying goodbye, but I left with a heart full of gratitude and a suitcase packed with memories.
Repeat.
Studying abroad in Korea was something I dreamed about for years. I've always been fascinated by Korean culture, especially K-pop and Korean TV dramas. So when I got the chance to spend a year at Seoul National University, I didn't hesitate. When I first arrived there, I just loved the energy of the capital. But I won't lie to you, the language barrier was tough at first.I'd studied Korean in class, but the sort of language you see in textbooks is always a bit different from how people actually speak. So at first, I made so many mistakes. For example, I'd go into a restaurant and order one thing and get something completely different. I guess it's important to have a sense of humor about such things.
Number one.
What is the speaker talking about when he says that it's important to have a sense of humor?
Academically, it was a really challenging experience. I took intensive language classes for the first 6 months I was there. After that, I started taking regular academic classes in Korean. I got to the point where I could understand most of the lectures, but I'd be exhausted by the end of the day. I think I was tired because I had to pay really close attention to what was being said, or I'd get completely lost. I spent countless hours in the library going over my textbooks and notes, trying to piece together what the instructor had said. Slowly but surely, though, my understanding improved, and I even started to participate in class discussions.
Number two.
According to the speaker, why did he often feel tired?
A lot of study abroad students complain about being homesick. To be honest with you, I didn't really miss home. I was having so much fun living in a different country, experiencing so many things for the first time. But making friends was difficult. Everyone seemed to already have their own little group. For example, they'd hang out with friends who were from the same hometown or with friends from the same high school. But I forced myself to get out and meet people. In the beginning, I met people through language exchange events, but after my first month, I got involved in campus clubs. I'd played guitar when I was in college in the US, so I joined the university rock music club. We'd get together and form little bands. So I eventually started playing music once a week with this group of four Korean students.
Number three.
Why did the speaker have a hard time making friends?
I guess my favorite experience in Korea was hiking in the mountains. When people think of Korea, they mostly think of crowded cities, and I was no different. But what I discovered when I went there was that there are a lot of steep mountain ranges running through the country. During my stay, I lived in the university dormitory, and right behind my room, there was a path going up Kwanak Mountain, which is one of the tall mountains that surrounds Seoul. I'd get up early on the weekend and walk up the mountain with my roommate. The trails, while clearly marked, were all steep, so the hike up the mountain path was a real workout. Near the top, there was a spring where we could get fresh spring water. And from the peak, we could see the university campus and much of Seoul. When my year abroad was over, it was tough saying goodbye, but I left with a heart full of gratitude and a suitcase packed with memories.
Number four.
What was difficult when climbing Kwanak Mountain?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。